Comparison is a trap that is so easy to fall into. It's a cheap and easy ego boost to notice when we are bigger, better, faster, stronger than someone else we know. It can also be brutal when we come across someone who effortlessly exceeds our abilities. Human beings tend to compare themselves, whether we know it or not. We compare our appearance, our intelligence, our personalities, and our perceived success. Comparing yourself with other people leads to dissatisfaction and poor self-esteem. The issue with comparison is that we are our own point of reference. The wonderful truth is that we are made in God's image. Our identity is not based on our performance or how we measure up to others. God created each one of us as his unique, beloved child with our own talents and gifts. Notice how Paul addresses this in his letter to the believers in Corinth. God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one by the one Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when. And this is why comparing ourselves doesn't make sense, because God isn't holding out on any of us. He created you uniquely, on purpose, with a purpose. Each person has been given spiritual gifts that are intended to reveal God to others, and God decides how every person can best reveal the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to the world. Comparing yourself to others or trying to be like someone else is ignoring the special gifting God has given you and robbing the world of those gifts. In fellowship with one another, we reflect God's love and glory into the world around us, and everyone benefits. May you embrace your unique gifts from God as you share the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with the people in your world. I'm Michelle Fleming, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.